this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on. All my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say. I know the more I like to let it go. Hey.
Yeah. Little Chili Peppers to start off the program. How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO. It is 2:19 in the afternoon, and I am DJ Paulie B, reporting for duty. And sitting across from me, of course, is our funny man, Christopher Ridgway. How are you? How are you today, sir?
How am I? Well, at least I have a voice back once again.
It started coming back. Myself and the funny man happened to
hit the Adele concert.
The adult concert, which would be Bruce Springsteen. And
oh, that's right. It wasn't Adele. We took the wrong exit.
Oh, I think you said an adult concert. I really did.
This isn't the garden. Hey, we got upgraded.
Well, I felt like the youngest guy in the room at the Springsteen concert. And I appreciate Christopher, the funny man, taking me, because I had never seen Springsteen. I was never really, kind of into him. But I got to tell you, I'm sold. He put on an amazing, amazing show. On Wednesday night, and he played over 4 hours. For that guy,
4 hours, 2 minutes,
exactly.
He just missed his record. It's the third longest show in his history.
Amazing. It was amazing.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. I just going to say, I didn't, because I guess he played the first two albums, almost verbatim, every song. And I didn't know any of that music, but I got to tell you, I still was jamming. And then, obviously, after that, he got into, his hits, which I knew pretty much all of them. But I got to tell you, for a guy 98, he can still jam.
Man.
What were you going to say, Chris?
I don't know. I'm getting old. I want to thank the two girls sitting next to us who were not familiar with his first two albums, who, 5 songs into it, decided to leave and gave Paulie and I a lot of extra room.
A lot of room.
Because there was a chubber next to me. Did I just say that?
Yeah, you were being pushed out of your seat.
Oh, my God. Seriously, this girl was...
You were being Adele'd.
Man, she would have pushed Bruce. No, she would... I'm like... now I know how...
Good thing you didn't play Dancing in the Dark, and she got up there and danced with him, because it would have been in the dark the whole place.
Yeah, it was a great show. No, I tell you, the two of us just had such a great time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think the one thing is that Paulie and I, we could, walk into a phone booth and have the best time
ever. Without a doubt.
We were stuck in
the
most...
And that's not code for anything, by the way, boys and girls.
No, phone booth means phone booth. If you don't know what it is, youngsters, I don't know, get a Superman cartoon or something. But the two of us were stuck in the most miserable traffic. We left area at 3 o'clock. We didn't get there till about, 20 of 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the two of us had... It was probably the best 4-hour, 40-mile drive we've ever had in our life.
Yeah. Even though anybody else would have been miserable, but we made the best of it.
Yeah, we just had a good time. A little buddy time together in an Audi never hurt nobody.
Audi never hurt nobody?
Yeah. A couple of...
Is that their new slogan? To buy an Audi?
There's a couple of buddies in an Audi going to a concert, and it's like, sitting in 3-hour traffic in an Audi never hurt nobody.
Okay.
It's my new voiceover voice.
Oh, is it?
You're listening to the Giddy Up. 91.5 MFO.
Good Lord.
It's my voiceover guy. Yeah.
I think your voiceover guy needs a voiceover. anyways, it's 69 degrees here in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And we've got a little late start, which because of the traffic, once again.
Yeah.
And it's 2:23 in the afternoon. You guys want to hear anything, you want to speak to us, the number here is 781-350-3264. Or even better, easier to get in touch with us, hit us up on our Facebooks, either me, DJ Paulie B, or Chris Ridgway, or even the best place to go is to the Giddy Up. And by the way, if you haven't liked the Giddy Up yet, please do. Just Google the Giddy Up, and our Facebook will come right up. And Chris, we have some new likes as well this week, and I will give you those in a minute.
Very good.
We'll be back with our shout-outs.
Yeah, I do want to welcome everyone to our new fall season.
It is the new fall season.
The new fall season.
And you have to listen. And believe me, we're the only two guys, a team that's on the radio that just doesn't do sports.
No,
I
mean,
believe
we
that.
Can.
If
we started now, we would probably go until
midnight.
We just
do great music and nonsense.
Yeah.
So, and in the 3 o'clock... Yep. hello, 3 o'clock hour, we will have, by back by popular demand, our own weather guru, the meteorologist that puts them all to shame, Joe the Breeze Hyde. He will be calling in, I don't know, in the afternoon, a little later. So, you know, the show's coming together once again.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yep.
So, okay, we're going to play a couple tunages, come back with some shout-outs, and just make you laugh. So sit back, relax, and kick off your weekend right with the Giddy Up. Chris, want to take us out?
Yeah, sure. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 MFO. Medford, Boston. It's on Freeform Radio.
It sure is.
That's how they say in England, radio.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Lawman is putting an end to my running, and I'm so far from my home.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a-crying, you're so scared and all alone. Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
It's time you got to win. Lonely, lonely, lonely.
All right, little Billy Squire for you. You know, we're going way back in the time machine, aren't we?
No, I think it was just Billy Squire. I don't think they called him Little Billy Squire. Well, maybe Freddie Mercury did.
Oh, hey now.
That's right. Only a few people know that story.
Only a few people. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I think I need to go get some Chuck Taylors right now. It's a little Converse. Sneaky. Hey,
got mine on.
Oh, yeah? There you go.
Yeah.
Well, is that code for something?
I don't know. Just don't tell Blake Shelton. You know, he thinks about guys with Chuck Taylors.
Oh, I know, right?
What a dork.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat him with my Chuck Taylors. By the way, we don't play Blake Shelton on this show.
No, we don't. He's a douche nozzle. We'll play.
He's not even good enough to be the bag.
Oh, my. Hey, boys and girls, 2:38 in the afternoon. Welcome back to the Giddy Up. Yeah, the fresh Giddy Up right now. We got a late stop, but we're catching up real quick, aren't we? Anyways, the number here is 781-350-3264. But don't call. Just go on our Facebook pages if you guys want to hear a song. We'll be very glad to get it on as long as it's some rock and roll.
Yes, rock and or roll.
And I'm sure you guys have seen the new poster of me and Chris. Oh, my.
That photo session was grueling, wasn't it?
I'll tell you, it's scary how dead on those photos are.
I don't know. Well, we had, a six-hour photo shoot to come up with that?
Yeah, at least. Yeah. Yeah. We spent a lot of time in the... with our good friends.
Okay, I just got to say one thing. By the way, Paul came up with that on his own. Paulie B is not only DJ Paulie B, he's the artist formerly known as DJ Paulie B. I think... it's perfect. I love it. I want to market. I want to sell those shirts.
That'd be great.
I want to be buried with a coffin adorned with that. That's how much I love it.
Yes.
Wonderful job. Kudos and salutations.
Thank you, sir. You got the old rocking chair or the wheelchair? One or the other. It's rock and roll either way.
Rock and roll, baby.
Because I can see us in the old age home still listening to Zeppelin and cranking it and bothering everybody.
Why don't you play that?
And still grabbing the nurse's butts. We'll be doing the show. What's that place they have on the commercials? What is it?
Everclear. I think it's a drink.
I don't know. Oh, Everest. Actually, Everclear is something I'm going to play.
Yeah, let's play some Everclear.
I'm going to play some Everclear.
As Paulie would say, a little Art Elisakis never hurt nobody.
That's right. Remember the guy that mistook me for him in the bar we were in one night? Because I had all my whole head bleached.
Do you remember where we were? It's right after we saw Bush, I believe.
Excuse me? Is that code?
Yes, we left the cabaret. We're at the cabaret, all right? And it was 1976. We saw Bush.
That guy asked you, he goes, is that the singer for Everclear that you're with? And you were like, yeah. He's like, can I ask him for an autograph? And you go, I probably wouldn't.
I don't know, man. I'm his agent. I don't know. I'll check with him. Dude, he thinks you're Art Elisakis. He's like, yeah, lay it on me, man. Bring him over.
He's got the middle name right.
Yeah, that's true. Probably Arthur.
Okay, anyways, should we spin the wheel before we do the shout-outs? Would you like to do that, Christopher?
My shoulder's a little tight, and it's such a big wheel.
Oh, man,
do you think
hold on.
Can do it? Do you want to... I was going to hook up a motor to it.
All right, well...
Wait, hold on.
There we go.
That's a big wheel. Oh, I'm sore.
Okay, what year is that, Christopher? 1969.
69. Whoa!
Good year for anything.
Yeah, way back in the Giddy Up time capsule.
That's where that's a year they came up with the cream pies.
What?
I'm talking about the Little Debbie cream pies. That's not code. I'm serious.
What the boy? How the hell do you know that?
Well, 69 was a good year. I was two.
No. Don't deflect. How about the other thing? They started the Little Debbie cream pies that year.
All right, I was doing baby pornos.
You were huge in China. That's how we met. We were doing porn in the 70s. Yes. We were huge in China.
In Thailand.
Couple of 6-year-olds getting it on with a couple of 40-year-olds. That was us. Oh. Those days were magical.
All right, Christopher, you want to...
And that mustache.
Are you ready to do the shout-outs?
Nope, but I'll do them anyhow. This is the most daunting part of the show.
You don't do him as sexy as DeMarie, but you can pull it off.
Hey.
And I'm not talking about your clothes.
All right.
All right,
you got some music in the back? Right, okay.
Oh, we got the Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, whatever you want to do. All right, so first of all, we want to thank everybody, all our listeners and all our friends and family for tuning in, for making this show possible, and we hope we are doing our best to entertain you.
Absolutely.
So batting lead off will be our new likes. Some are re-likes. Some are people who, they like us. We're a show so nice, they liked us twice.
Exactly.
So first of all, we want to welcome our good friend Jennifer Smith to the Giddy Up family.
Yes, Jen.
Speaking about the show so nice, they like us twice, is one Kim Brandt.
Yep.
And
you know what it is? I don't think she ever liked the page. That's what it was.
Yeah, I think she liked the show. Another like to the page, of course, is the other beautiful Brandt sister, both lovely women. Chrissy Brandt Bramante of the Chuck Wagon Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Andrew Brandt.
Yes, my nephew.
Wonderful young man. I was shocked last year at this time when we went to Salem. Was it 2 years ago? Was it last year?
It was last year.
All right. I bought the kid a beer. I was in shock. I'm like,
I can't believe I'm buying her a beer.
I can't believe I'm buying Kim's son a beer. I mean, he was old enough. And lastly, Rebecca Rose Casserly.
Yes, the beautiful Rebecca.
The
I taught her how to DJ, believe it or not.
The RRC is listening to us.
The RRC.
The RRC. That's how we're going to refer to you. So thank you for the new likes.
Yes,
and
excellent.
To our friends, first of all, Jennifer Kennerzinski, lead them.
Leading off.
Leading off. Budding lead off. Lead them. Ma and the aforementioned Kim at Malden Trans.
Yes.
I'm so stupid.
It's all right.
I was going to say, fitness guru to the stars, Billy Roderick.
Fitness guru.
I couldn't think of fitness
to
guru.
To the stars.
To the stars. The official fitness guru of the Giddy Up. Michael Scott Stewart of the Rockin' Brigands.
Brigands.
Andy Ferry. The aforementioned Kim and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't go to the lake. It's closed. It's concreted up, so people
just go to the diner.
Keep going. Go to the diner. Exactly. Chrissy, Christine, all's well that at well. I gave her a Berman name. Michael Bobo, Chase Carson of the terrific Time Tunnel.
Our man's.
He'll be on
tonight with the baby making music. Yes.
From 10 to 12.
10 to midnight.
Yeah.
That's right.
Unless if you're one of those freaks who does, meat hanging stuff. There's no, industrial music going on there. So
no.
If you're in traditional effing, that's good for you.
There you go. Just put on our boy.
Yep.
And he will take you into ecstasy.
Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie. A homegirl, Debbie Depot. Get it? Home Depot.
Get it.
Thank you so much. I'm here all week. Tried the veal.
Thanks, Debs.
Old School Steve.
Old School.
Ah.
I miss Old School Steve.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
He's awesome.
Call him with a request. You usually have some good ones. Or Facebook it. Or
absolutely.
I don't know. Hire one of those Sky Riders. We'll look out. We'll look out the window eventually and see it. Ah, Leah Hall.
Leah Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got to play something for her.
Our former traffic intern. We didn't have the Giddy Up bucks to pay him, but we still love him. David Struffolino. Dave Struff.
Struffoluffagus.
Struffoluff. We're the only two people who've ever seen him. Eddie Riley. Matt Fisher. And from the lounge.
Matt Fish.
Denny Martinetti. Stephanie Cardoni.
Martignetti.
No.
That's how Chase pronounces his name.
No.
Martignetti.
No. The Italians don't pronounce the G's.
I'm not Italian, but I know. Yeah,
Martignetti.
Martignetti.
No, that's not because you're not Italian, because we know where the liquor store is.
I was going to say, that's the only reason why we're his friends, because we thought he owned the liquor store.
We thought he was the heir to the liquor fortune.
Out in the North End, yeah.
Yeah. You thought we'd get, two for ones or something on our favorite libation.
Libation.
Libation. Liberation is libation. So that's Thursday nights on this air station from 8 to 10. The best friend a radio show can have, Captain Wayno Freeman.
hopefully he's listening. And he usually shoots me a text or something. Mm-hmm. But he may be busy. I mean, he's got a pretty decent job now at Boston Coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's moving up in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have a hat?
A hat?
A chauffeur's hat? Boston Coach?
Oh, no. I think he does, like, the big ones.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You mean the shuttle to Foxwoods?
Yeah, well, he does everything, I imagine.
Man, does he have to wheel the oxygen carts on and off for the young ladies? he'd be wonderful with that, you know, taking those folks down there. He's an entertaining guy. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth, he's back in black. Danny, once again, I don't have an ESPN name for you, Rosen. That's your name, by the way, now. I don't have an ESPN name for you, Rosen. Charlie Driver. Coincidentally, you know who's next? Oh, the bus driver.
There you go.
the legend who we should be hearing from shortly, Joe Breezy Hyde.
That's right. In the 3 o'clock hour.
Lisa Neville Ambler.
Yes.
Caitlin Hussey. Karen Whitman. Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody. What is Sandra Network? I'm going to Google it later.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll figure that one out. Phil Fleming, Katie Lyons Tardiff, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob Samantha. And
is it Hebert or Hebert? Could be Hebert. Like Bobby Hebert from the Chicago Bears back in the day.
Hey, Bear, she's the raging Cajun. If she calls him, he can't understand two words she's saying. It's Hebert.
Okay.
I knew a Hebert. I won't say his first name in case family and friends are mentioning. He's the most quietest guy ever. And we were all sitting at lunch, and there's three of us, these loud animals, and he's a soft-spoken guy. And so, you know, we're like, well, let's include him in. So my buddy Adam goes, hey, Jim, what are you doing this weekend? He goes, well, it's my birthday. I'm like, oh, well, happy birthday. What do you got planned? Well, the kids are leaving the house, and I'm having a threesome with my wife and my neighbor. I'm like, what? It was like the last guy you'd ever expect to have a threesome. Huh? So.
Wayno just texted me. MBT Worldwide, and yes, I'm listening.
Yes.
The dynamic duo of Precious Polly and Crushing Chris.
I love it.
Thanks, Wayno.
He's our manager, promoter. He got us on the Tonight Show.
He is our promoter.
So, moving on. Bob, Samantha, and the Robert Wynn. Also, Steve Wynn, if you want to, you know, give us a few bucks. You're a multi-billionaire.
Sure.
Mary Canavan. Jim, the kids on the yellow number 93 bus. Marcin Katarzynski. Lisa Marie Kilpatrick.
Yes, yes.
The lovely Steph Palermo. Mm-hmm. The Only Way Is
Up. ATL.
Author and radio host and lady about town in the ATL.
She was on our show last month.
She was, and she'll probably be on again. She's going to be back up in town.
That'd be cool.
In November. The legend, the mayor of Medford. I don't care what the poll said. I don't care what happened. What the newspapers tell you, the mayor is Frankie Imbrogamo.
The mustache of Medford.
The mayor of Mustacheville.
Hey, where do you think all those mustaches come from? Margaritas in Medford. They're just his hair follicles. They're just coming out. They just collect them throughout the year, and then come, you know, Cinco de Mayo, they're all set.
Yeah. So it's real hair.
So anybody who's been to Margaritas on Cinco de Mayo, you've had a piece of the Imbrogamo.
So our next, Paulie, breaking news, because you know how the Giddy Up funds are getting low and our Giddy Up budget?
Yes.
How we, you know, blew it on Springsteen tickets and gas getting down there? So we had to bring on a new sponsor. So sponsoring the next is Victoria's Secret.
All right.
Yes, Victoria's Secret.
How did we manage to reel in Victoria's Secret?
I don't know. I mean, they contacted us. They contacted our marketing team and advertising team. Which is,
well, and if you'd like a pair of underwear with DJ Pauly B or Funny Man on your butt, there you go. They should be out by Christmas.
They do. You know how they're writing on there? They'll just have our faces on each butt cheek, the sweatpants. It's awesome. See us winking. So once again, Victoria's Secret, maker of the new product, the bralette.
Right, the bralette.
The bralette. Our next shout out is Denise Fioretti, Memolets.
Yes.
Bralettes for your Memolets.
Okay, that makes more sense.
That's why they wanted it. They were like, hey, we see a tie-in here. They marketing department called us.
I think she should get some kickback from that.
we'll give her some of the giddy up hash from the giddy up fund since she earned it. I thought I saw the phone flashing, and it wasn't. You know what that means? I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, no, it is, actually.
It is? Oh, I don't have to go to the hospital.
All right, give me one sec, brother.
Yep.
WMFO, you're live on the air.
Hello. How's it going, Paul?
Hi, who's this?
This is Ben.
Ben. How you doing, Aaron Ben? Hope? Hey, where you been lately?
Transferred to Seaport Academy.
Oh, very all good. Right. Are you listening in?
Yeah.
Awesome. How's it going?
Fine.
Fine.
15 minutes by Egypt Central.
What do you got for us?
What?
What do you have for us? What would you like to hear?
15 minutes by Egypt Central.
All right, I'll look and see if I have that. All right, Ben. So thanks for calling in, pal. Good to hear from you again.
You too.
All right, take
good
care.
Good luck.
That was Ben.
Yeah.
He's been...
MIA. Where's he been? I don't know. You tell me, Paul. That was...
All right, continue.
I'm the funny man. You're the DJ. You suck. I quit. Mike Bessler, Frankie Philly, Penn Corn Air Crow, Big Jack and Janice. Our dear friend in cab number 19, Chet. Chet, he's on the mend. He's rocking and rolling. Stop it. By the way, breaking giddy up shout news. I'm going to do this in my best Boston accents.
Yeah.
Captain Wayno Freeman has a hat on. He's driving around with a hat on. He's got a whole bunch of old ladies, and he's driving around with a hat on.
That's what happens.
Yeah, you know, that's what you got to do to make the bucks is just driving around with a hat on. Mike Bessler, Frankie Philly, Penn, oh, Big Jack. Okay, so we're up to Chet in the cab number 19. Chet is on the mend. God bless.
Yes.
Cab number 54. Driving.
Cancer-free.
What?
Cancer-free.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Cancer-free Chet in the number 19. In the former Teddy Bruschi cab, now the Dante Tower is Cookie. Cab number 54. Christine Fantasia.
Buddy. She's fantasiastic.
Buddy, Nicole, and Chloe. Not for anything, Polly, but when it was just like the two of us now, didn't you think the shouts would go by a lot faster?
No.
My own shouts.
I knew they would go by a lot slower.
I'm like Sybil. We got to start them at
like 2:15 so we can fit in the rest of the show.
Oh, my God. Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie and Jen. Irish Eddie, Jen, and Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. Yes.
And I think the next person to get a sponsor... on the Giddy Up Shouts would be Christine Papalato.
Yes, Papalatos.
Yeah, so...
So we'll wait for Victoria's Secret to come up with something that rhymes with Papalato. All right, another call, one second. WMFO, all right. You're not live on the air.
Wow, I can't believe you had somebody calling impersonating a dial tone. That is talent.
That was pretty good.
Good for you. Ricky Cummings...
They nailed it.
Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Chris Lyons, Mark Gayhart, Amy D. Domenico, John Ebbets Buckley, Brian Scorio, Adam McCain, Bonnie Tier Marsh, Elaine Ivory Ellen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole.
The Kraken Bracken?
Yeah, at least the Kraken. Oh, wow, I just spit when I said that. Can somebody come over here and watch my screen talk? This is gross. Russ Blank, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Deb Delish. I had to say that with a very sultry voice. Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, the King of the Bread, Rocco Scali, the Lion's King and Queen, Rosemary and Ed, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlotte Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon! Razor Ramon Lopez. Also known as Scott Hall Lopez. You'd get that.
Yes.
of course I do.
Razor Ramon.
Machismo Lopez. Mike Magnin. Charlie McCarthy. Beautiful and talented Colleen Shea.
Yeah.
Amy Giamacco Moquin. And Paul Rizzo. And ladies and gentlemen, one more shout out to our beautiful Tina Marie. out there in the audience today. We will catch you shortly. And that is it for the shout-outs. Brought to you by Bralettes by Victoria's Secret.
Well, thank you, funny man.
Put your memelettes in our bralettes, as we always say on the Giddy Up.
All right. Thank you, sir, for that wonderful rendition of our shout-outs. It is 2:58 in the afternoon. I have to play this PSA.
Oh, wait. I forgot one. Okay. To my beautiful wife, Aubrey.
Of course. How could you forget?
Oops.
You didn't get you. We're just saving it for later.
Saving it for last. Forgot.
More than a shout-out.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back in a minute. I'm just going to play these PSA, and then we're going to play a couple tunages and maybe come back with some funny news, and maybe after that with the crazy 1969 year that we have to do songs. Oh, you going to give this top 10 or maybe more?
We'll do 20, because we usually do 20. Right, okay. I think we got 20 good ones out there.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll be right back, kids.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button, Liz.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
And this one goes out to our beautiful friend in Springfield, Mass., Leah Hall.